If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Steve Dale back with you on WGN. It's 137 after 2 o'clock. David Byrne, we do a podcast. It's called Booth 46. I'll talk more about the set after 2 o'clock, but one of our recent guests was David Byrne, who's created the show in Chicago, an immersive production called Theater of the Mind, put on by the Goodman Theater. And I'll explain what that's all about, but we're going to hear from David Byrne, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, multi-award winner, but yet like the coolest laid-back guy ever, as you will hear. And after 2:30, we're going to meet a friend of mine who has met gorillas face-to-face, person-to-person in Uganda, but also helps to protect rhinos. How does she do that? Apparently, she's a superhero with superpowers. And in the studio right now, speaking of superpowers, our radio friend, our chat daddy, Sims, is here. And also the new president CEO, or new title anyway, for Adam Hellman of Guest House Chicago. Guys, welcome again to WGN Radio.
Thanks so much, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
Always a good time, my friend. Thank you so much for inviting us back. And it's always an honor to be on the radio
with
you. Oh, come
on. You know what? It's a lot of pressure to have you in studio. First of all, you're a radio guy, so I'm talking to a radio guy. That's always a lot of pressure.
Thank you.
Secondly, you just told me, oh, all these people who I know their names, they work in radio, they're all listening now.
They are.
I know. This is a tremendous amount of pressure. I may not make it through. I'm not sure.
No, you're a superstar. So you'll be okay.
So tell me about, Adam, Guest House Chicago. What is that?
So Guest House is a 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to make it possible for people to receive life-changing or life-saving medical treatment when they need to stay near the hospital in Chicago. So a lot of times people with a serious medical situation think about who's my doctor going to be, where am I going to get my care, things like that. But if they can't stay at home to get that treatment because they live far away, or maybe they live in Chicago and it's not, their home environment isn't conducive, they don't think about where they can stay to be near the hospital. So we provide that. We make it possible for people to get care, either the families of people who are in the hospital or outpatients receiving treatment.
And to be clear, this is not assisted living. It's not hospice care or anything. It is anything like that, but it is a place and a safe place where people can go. And you have additional services for these people as well. Art sings and dances.
Right.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Art reaches the community for us. He's our community outreach manager.
We're really lucky to have him on the team. Yeah, that's actually the word that I refer to as community, because it brings people together.
Correct.
In a way that, so you've got someone there who may have a family member, maybe not suffering the same exact, but you've got someone in the same boat as you're in.
Correct. So we have the Jane Wright Community Room, which is named after our founder. She used to work for Rush Hospital. And so we have an amazing community room where not only community organizations, sponsors, different people come in and do activities within the room. We do dinner in the community room every Thursday night. We have a once a month dinner, and our goal is to increase the dinners to Tuesday, Thursday night. So that's our biggest mission of the 26, 27 year, is to try to increase that, because once you've been at the hospital all day long with a loved one and you have to worry about what are we going to eat, we know that the price of food right now is through the roof. Be able to come have a warm, delicious, comforting meal after a long day at the hospital, people are really appreciative of that. And so that's what makes my heart sing, to know that we provide those type of opportunities for people.
So, of course, I don't want names, Adam, but give me some examples of, okay, this person came and stayed with us under this circumstance.
Sure. So an example might be that somebody who has a rare form of leukemia or lymphoma, and they could live anywhere in the United States or maybe even across the world. And they come to one of our partner hospitals to see a specific doctor or get a specific source of course of treatment. And so they might need to be there for weeks on end. Another group that might come would be somebody who needs an organ transplant. And again, they could be from far away. And if they're getting a heart transplant, they might be here for a year.
People stay that long?
People do if they need to. A year is kind of our maximum right now, but they can stay for one night or up to a year. Locally, we might have somebody. Art actually worked with somebody who had the situation where it was difficult for them to get in and out of their apartment in Chicago to come to treatment. And
meaning that it was physically difficult?
It was physically difficult, mm-hmm. right. And then also the transport back and forth, it wasn't conducive for them to ride public transportation. And so they stayed with us for a few weeks while they got treatment that they really needed for their health condition, and they were local.
What is the charge for staying with you?
So we start at $72 a night, and if you're not able to afford that, we go down to as low as $20 a night. Mm. We do not want cost to be a barrier with you staying with us. We want you to be able to stay. You're able to have the treatment that you need and or your loved one have that treatment. So that's why we do what we do, to try to engage as many people as possible to support our mission.
You know, this is such a needed thing and such a brilliant idea. Where did the idea first start?
So the idea started with our founder, Jane Reich, who was working at Rush, and she was working with an international patient, a family with a child patient who lived in Chile, and they needed, this is over 30 years ago in the mid-90s, they needed a place to stay while he was coming for treatment. And there wasn't anything. And she just said, my God, we're Rush University Medical Center. What do you mean we don't have a place to stay? And she started working it. And it's really great because Jane was not a member of the Rush trustees. She wasn't head of a department. She was just a person with a vision and a dream. And somehow she got Rush. She got Stroger Hospital of Cook County. She got University of Illinois on board to be partners. She started working with the Illinois Medical District, and she made it happen.
And do you have more hospitals than that currently?
Yes, we do. So we're partners with those three hospitals. We're also partners with University of Chicago and Northwestern. Then we also have partnerships with American Cancer Society. So we're open to cancer patients receiving treatment at any Chicago area hospital, and also the Gift of Hope Organ and Tissue Donor Network, which similarly opens us up to treat organ transplant patients from any hospital in Chicago.
Go ahead.
And if I could add this as well, too, we have a wonderful program called the Road Home Program, which is through Rush Hospital.
All right, let's explain that.
Okay.
You know about this. I'll do the radio tease. We'll explain that when we come back. And we'll talk about a big benefit coming up as well. Guest House Chicago on WGN.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Steve Dale back with you on WGN. And we're talking to Art Chat Daddy Sims, a radio legend in Chicago. And we are talking also with the newly named president and CEO of the nonprofit Guest House Chicago. And you were about to tell me something when we went to break, sir.
So the Road Home program is through Rush Hospital. It is for military veterans who are going through sexual traumatic stress or PTSD. And they come for a 2-week intensive program, and they stay at the guest house, but the treatment is over at the Road Home program. And so every other Monday, I do orientation with the vets to acclimate them on the guest house. But then I also take that hat off and put on my Mr. Chicago hat, and I teach them about the various neighborhoods that are located around the guest house. So if they want in their free time to go to Chinatown, like today in Greektown, they're having their festival and parade today.
What are you doing here?
See, well, no, this is Steve Dale, and this is WGN. Oh. Are you kidding me? And so I teach them about the various neighborhoods, what they need to know, how to get around on transportation. And that's just my give back to them for serving our country and being such great people.
Mm. You know, I haven't asked perhaps the most important question, and that is, where is the guest house located, Adam?
So we're located at the corner of Polk and Damon on the west campus of UIC. So if you know where Strother Hospital is, we are directly south on Damon from Strother Hospital, right across the street from the Jesse Brown VA.
Okay, a couple text questions here. One is, if I were to stay with you, do you provide transportation to and from my treatments?
We do not provide transportation. Rush has a shuttle, and we have parking for our guests who are getting treatment at hospitals outside of the medical district. And then Art will sometimes help people with being able to get Uber-assisted transportation for people who have physical limitations.
Mm. Correct. If it's a paratrans situation, I am able to help them to apply for their paratransit and help them to get around a little bit better. But one thing that most of the listeners need to know, that we're referral-based, so your hospital would have to refer you to us. There's a referral process. It goes through our guest services office. They review the referral, talk to the social worker, the medical team, to make sure to find out that, and another thing, they have to be in active treatment with us. And so that's how that all works.
So their doctor has to refer.
Correct. Them to stay with us so that they're able to be close for continuous medical treatment.
Is there a challenge in that do most medical professionals at this point, and perhaps they do, know about you, Art?
Well, here's the deal. We're doing our best to tell them each and every day. That's a part of the outreach as well as our guest services office. But the social workers know us very well. Mm. The nurses know us
very
well.
And it's the social workers
that would do this. Yes. Adam, you were going to add to that as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say that it is sort of, we get well known in a department in a hospital, and we'll get a lot of referrals from that department. We're always looking to branch out, though, because hospitals are big and complex, and they have a lot of different service lines. So we get sort of deeply into one hospital's cancer department, a transplant department, and that becomes a real pipeline of guests to us. And we always want to reach more people and more people in the hospitals.
You know, I went to your benefit, which we'll talk about in a moment, last year, and I was just randomly, my wife and I were just talking to people, right? We saw people we knew, some aldermen and other mm-hmm. public officials mm-hmm. were there, but we were talking to people, how do you know about it? Well, because I once stayed there. And this is what they did for me. You must hear story after story after story about how, in a time of need, when people then say, I don't know, maybe at the hospital, I have no idea how I'm going to do this. And then the social worker at the hospital says, aha, maybe not quite that way, mm-hmm. but they might say, aha, correct. I know someone. Do you hear that kind of thing?
Yes, we do. You know,
without
the aha. But what we find is, so we all work really hard to put on our service and to do something good for the people who stay with us, but the benefit to them is just so much greater. We rent our space from the University of Illinois. They're great partners. They're wonderful people to work with. And our hospital partners are great. They fund us. They're very generous. People who come to our event give us money. They're very generous. That's great. But that thing about being able to provide somebody a place to stay and some dignity and some warmth and some individuality where they don't feel like they're a diagnosis, that just means the world to them.
I can imagine. I can imagine. And people who don't have necessarily resources to Art go anywhere else.
The one thing that I love most about the job is when I meet the people who are staying with us. And just imagine, you come from a small town in Texas. You bring your family with you, and you have younger children who would need haircuts, would need to be socialized, things like that. And the best part about the staff, we are all so helpful. And so we'll say, hey, here's a great barbershop, or here's somewhere to take the kids on the weekend. Or, you know, it's just, we become family. There are so many people that we keep keep in touch with that I just love it. They let us know when there's a new grandbaby, when they've had life changes. And that's what we want it to be, is a family. And we want to help these people as much as we possibly can.
But I will ask you about the downside, too. I mean, they're undergoing cancer treatment. So correct. I assume there are people that you're not going to see again, and or even may not make it through their stay.
We've even had situations where the caregiver has passed away while the patient is
what?
Still in treatment. We had that just recently, a wonderful, wonderful couple. Huh. And the partner went back home to check on the home, got sick, and ended up dying. And the patient
wow.
was actually still in treatment. And so you're right. It changes all the time. But what we do is really embrace our guests and know about these situations so that we're able to help them through the situation.
You know, what I learned about Guest House, I suppose, is that being as welcoming as you are and with the culture you have, it's that people are people. And at the end of the day, when something happens, we're all the same.
Correct.
You know? And we're just dependent on what medicine can do for us, and we can do, in some cases, to help ourselves. And that's it, you know? And you're there for people.
Right. What we try and do is we try to make their experience, their interaction with treatment as happy as possible in the way that we can, as productive as possible in the way that we can. We fill one area of somebody facing a medical crisis, and it's that thing that people don't think about. And if we can take a little burden off of family, where am I going to stay?
Mm-hmm.
A little sense of community for them. A little bit of encouragement, a little bit of where they don't start feeling like a diagnosis, but they start feeling like a person. That's what we can contribute, and that's how we can help people. So that's what we focus on.
Tell me about the benefit coming up, Art.
Oh, boy, at the Carnival, the wonderful Fulton Market District, trendy restaurant. It's Monday, April 27th. Samba dancers, cocktails, food, beautiful people from all over the city. People travel in for this event.
They do.
It's from 6 to 9:30 p.m. on Monday. And, Adam, what am I missing? 702 West Fulton Market. Am I correct on that?
You are correct on that.
Valet parking.
And it's like a Latin atmosphere.
Oh,
they
absolutely.
Have live entertainment there, including, yes. I think you mentioned samba dancing.
Magician. We have it all that evening, and it's going to be a really wonderful event. I always tell people it's the most fun you'll ever have on a Monday night. We promise you that. And you're home in time enough for the 10 o'clock news.
And how can people learn more about it or get tickets for the event?
They can go to the website www.guesthousechicago.org.
Guesthousechicago.org. And I do need to ask, how much are the tickets?
Tickets are
general admission, two tickets are $350. Regular admission is $200. Two tickets for VIP would be $650 and $300 a piece for VIP admission.
And is the tax write-off?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep, yep,
are you kidding me? The best thing possible. Yes.
We're
a non-for-profit organization.
And
yes.
The best food possible, too.
That's right. And
some drinks go
too.
With it,
yes.
And all these other things. So,
because
we did it last year. It was great fun. Guest House Chicago, guesthousechicago.org.
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Okay.
We're on all social media platforms, Guest House Chicago. Follow us, like us, all that great stuff.
Well, you are on every platform there is, including the train platforms, I believe. Guys, thank you very much for coming in.
Pleasure.
Steve, thank you so much.